man who firebombed border force migrant facility had no links to the far-right MP. By Peter Cattell on November 1, 2022. An MP has claimed that the individual who firebombed a border force migrant facility in Dover had no links to the far right. Roger Gale, a Conservative Party member of the UK Parliament, has been reported as claiming that the man who firebombed a migrant facility in Dover on Sunday has zero links to the far right. The 66-year-old is said to have thrown two or three petrol bombs at the facility, where a significant number of English Channel boat migrants are processed straight after landing in Britain, before violently taking his own life at a nearby petrol station. Individuals such as Nigel Farage have said that the left will likely use the incident as a way of killing any attempts to get the ongoing migrant crisis and the Channel under control, with many having already come out to blame pro-border statements by Home Secretary Suella Braverman for the violence. However, according to a report by state-owned broadcaster the BBC, it appears that these leftist critics may have jumped the gun, with Roger Gale saying that the perpetrator had long been known to authorities, and that he did not have any links with the radical right. There is no known connection with either asylum seekers generally, or any right-wing organizations, the BBC reports Gale is saying. All the indications are he was a very, very sad mental health case, who did what he did. He went on to say, casting doubts on claims that the individual was some sort of radicalized suicide bomber groomed by far-right hate preachers and narratives. Since the bombing on Sunday, further details in relation to the incident and subsequent investigation have been released. For example, it has been confirmed that two individuals did suffer minor injuries as a result of the attack, with police in England having subsequently conducted a search of the deceased suspect's home. Meanwhile, at least one politician from the area has expressed frustration at the current migrant crisis, described as being an invasion by Home Secretary Suella Braverman. "I'd like to see them stop the boats coming across," County Councillor Nigel Collar remarked, saying that local residents were horrified by the incident. "I know this is something that's been going on for a few years, and if they stopped the boats coming in you wouldn't have the problem," he continued. "We've got to work closely with the French, haven't we? It's where they're coming from." According to official government statistics, over 40 boatloads of migrants crossed the English Channel last week, with one day seeing just under 1,000 migrants make the perilous journey, which has seen a number of individuals lose their lives. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.